Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bev Potter, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, To the Frog I Had to Dissect in the Eighth Grade. First of all, I just like to say, I'm sorry. And I say that with a degree of sincerity that can only come from being a woman who traps spiders in cups and carries them outside to continue their hairy, horrifying, multi-leg lives. I'm sorry, Frog, that you were murdered in the furtherance of... what, exactly? Looking back, I think the exercise was probably meant to nurture our pubescent curiosity and instill in us a love of science. Or maybe it was just frog control. Maybe there was a town with just an assload of frogs that needed to be disappeared and somebody knew a guy. Or maybe there was a particularly sadistic school administrator who thought up a way to both kill an innocent animal and traumatize children at the same time in the name of education. Whatever the genesis of the much-anticipated frog dissection, followed closely by its brethren in formaldehyde, the fetal pig, it didn't make me more interested in science. It actually had the opposite effect. It made me want to run away screaming from science. Because I was really, really bad at it. I never saw what I was supposed to see through the microscope. Corn rust? Nope. Paramecium? Also, nope. I might as well have been looking for sea monkeys, which I also failed at, along with Mexican jumping beans. My beans just laid there, dead as doorknobs. My sea monkeys were counting their cash all the way to Poughkeepsie. But seriously, you know what would have made me interested in science? Going outside and looking at the world, looking at actual living things, touching those things, possibly catching a rash or being stung and going into anaphylactic shock, but nonetheless being one with nature as I fell to the ground wheezing and my eyes swelled shut. I wasn't one with nature staring at some dead, waxy frog splayed out like a particularly unappetizing entree on a long, black, graffiti-scarred lab table with a Bunsen burner every 3 feet that we never even got to use. Who was this meant for? The one child in 30 million who would grow up to specialize in the study of frogs? I mean, you could probably pick that person out of a crowd even in the eighth grade. Here's a frog, kid. Go crazy. It's not like frog anatomy is congruent with human. I didn't learn anything about myself by flaying open a dead frog's egg sacs or popping out its cold, gelatinous eyeballs, although I have to admit this was a high point. Maybe it was meant to introduce us to the idea of death. Here, kids, is a dead thing. Look at it. Touch it. It used to be alive, but now it is dead. Cut it open. See how it's made. It has muscles, just like you. It has eyes, cold and dead, but still eyes that used to see the world, just like you. It was unlucky, and now it is dead. Not in a natural way, but in a very, very unnatural way. Maybe this will happen to you. Maybe this will happen to the kid sitting next to you. No, not maybe. I turned my head to look out the window during science class once and saw a body go pinwheeling through the air like a starfish. Somebody in my class was driving a Jeep, and when he got T-boned on the highway that ran parallel to our school, he was catapulted through the air and landed somewhere by the side of the road. There's a lesson for you. Watch out for traffic. The fetal pig was even worse, and I still haven't gotten the smell out of my nostrils. I learned nothing from cutting open a frog, and I learned that same nothing from cutting open a baby pig. I have never once in my adult life needed to cut open a frog or a fetal pig. Nobody has ever stood up on a plane and yelled, "Does anybody know how to cut open a frog?" So, frog and pig, I am sorry. I don't think you suffered, but it's hard to say. There are many ways to suffer, and in high school, we were just getting started. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.